I invite you to close your eyes and allow your breath to become softer and slower, so that as you breathe in, it's a count of five or more, and as you breathe out, it's a count of six or more, so that you're breathing in and breathing out becomes a slow rhythm that signals to your body that you are in a safe place, that you can completely relax. And in this safe, relaxed place, let us put a question into the field. Dear Spirit, show me my magnificence. Dear Spirit, bring to me things that remind me of my magnificence. Dear Spirit, show me the magnificence in others. And now that we have set that request, just be observant to what things will unfold in the day ahead, in the week ahead, in the months to come. Things to remind you and show you of your magnificence.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is the beginning of a month of series of channels of subjects, as we always do. The particular subject this particular month will be four lessons, if you want to call it that, of a change of paradigm. Now let me start this with a message that you've all heard before. There's something going on the planet right now which we're calling the shift, something that was foretold by the ancients and something that you can see even in your news. Things are changing in ways you didn't expect. And some of those things that you don't understand and you think are negative and are changing what's happening on the world to a negative way, you're misunderstanding. Brian, how can you say that? War is here yet again. Is that not a step backwards? Indeed, it would seem to be. But if you'll recall the messages and the predictions that I gave all along, and even recently up to this point, I said when the light shines on this planet, it will expand those things so much that are light that there will be objections from those invested in the dark who will try to pull it backwards to your grandfather's world. Have you seen that? The answer is yes. Many inappropriate things are going to start being seen in this way. Things perhaps that were always there will now show themselves and react because there's just a little too much light. Perhaps there's a little too much peace. Perhaps there's a little too much of what is a changing world that is not comfortable to organizations, countries, systems that counted on being in the dark or out of integrity. And suddenly, there's reaction. That's what's going on. So there are paradigms of shift, even in spirituality, in metaphysics, that we talk about, that are going to enhance that which we have told you you can do. For many years, even before consciousness was proven to be energy, there was the idea that human beings can create a coherence of thought and that they could do it in a non-linear way, almost a multidimensional way, that would affect other groups of people. And in that, there have been many times where groups have assembled to pray for peace and ask other groups around the planet to do the same at the same time. And the idea is that you would have then coherence between the groups, no matter how far they were apart. And the results have been amazing. It's only been in the last 10 years or so that you've been able to then measure those results. And indeed, those measured results were amazing. It worked. But the premise is still linear. As good as the premise is, a group of people coming together can create a specific light energy that can be sent then and felt by other groups around the planet, who then also in coherence will create other light energy. And the idea is that all of this together will spill off into those perhaps not in the groups and help create coherence in the decision makers, in those who would be voting, and perhaps those who are just part of the planet. And it would spill over into them so that there would be a coherence and you would eventually have peace on the planet. Healing would be the same way. Now, this has been done for a very, very long time. And only in the last 20 years or so, it was seen as very effective, profoundly so, unexpectedly so. And that's where it stands. But I can tell you something, a change in this paradigm of how it's done, but moreover, what to expect is at hand. Using the same principles, the same paradigm that you did in that linear way, with a new idea infused into it, can make it tenfold what it is. I give you this example. Let's pretend that in this, the old way of doing it, a good way so far, the only way, is that each of you has a wand of light. And you hold this wand of light in your hand, and the coherence that you produce with the group you're in lets everyone have that wand of light. Now they're in coherence of light, and they all have the wand. It's beautiful. It's powerful, very powerful. The wand of peace, you might say. The wand of awakening, you might say. And as they meditate in this state, others on the planet in other groups, they see this and they get that wand as well. And all of them are then suddenly able to hold their wand of light. Now, this is the old paradigm, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's beautiful. And the idea is that if enough people carry that wand of peace and light and awakening, it spills over. But there's something that also happens. And it's very linear. Very linear. You can call it the law of diminishing returns or the law of the inverse square, or whatever you want if you want to get physics into it. And here it is, that when you stop the coherence and you stop the meditation, the wands go away. What you hope is that enough people got the wand to help the peace on earth or the healing that you're trying. And so you do it again. And so you do it again. Nothing wrong with that. But what if you could enhance that experience by another paradigm? A complete change, and yet it's the same. It's a little non-linear. I'll give it to you now. The person holding the wand says, "Let this wand be me." And inside of you, you become the wand. Now, there's something different here. Instead of you holding a wand that is a tool that you can use here and there for others to have, for others to see, there's eventually a time when you put the tool down. But if you put it inside yourself, are you listening? It's forever. It goes into your DNA, into your cellular structure, into your consciousness, and you become the light. And you share that with the others around you in that group. So each one of them has the opportunity to either carry the wand or become the wand, to have light infused into them so that their consciousness emits it. And it stays there. There's no putting the wand away, because now it stays there. Till their last breath, it stays there. Light inside of them is created. And you have in a coherent group a combination of some who have become the light and some who are still holding the wand because they're working on how that works. And another group across the planet is in the same situation and are seeing it. Be the wand is the meditation. Take the light inside is the meditation. Not just hold it. But then when you have the other group from across the planet and they become light themselves, and some of them take it inside and some of them hold the wand. When the meditation is over, listen to this. When the meditation is over and the exercise or the experiment is done, what are you left with? You're left with so many people who are now light. The wand is not put away. You don't have the law of the inverse square, which is to say a lessening. When it's put away, it goes away. No, instead, it remains. Against all linear rules, it remains. And that then spills into others. And they then see the light, become the light, and it remains. And slowly, over a period of time, as you do this again and again, it's not a law of diminishing returns anymore. It suddenly starts growing on its own. And people see the light and they want to be that light. They see it in beauty. I want that beauty inside. I want that peace inside of me. Do you see how that might spread across the planet in a way that was non-linear? That would enhance instead of diminish? That's a new paradigm of you creating groups that think about peace or think about healing or try to heal this or that. Suddenly, you have something that says it grows. It doesn't then stop and then you have to do it again and you hope it sticks. It grows by itself. And there are more and more who say, ah, yes, I get it now. My wand that I have, that I got, I'll pass it to other groups, but suddenly it becomes me. And now I am the light walking this planet for the rest of my life. I hope you start to understand these new tools are needed to battle that darkness that wants to come forward right now and beat up anything that's new or any light that's starting to occur, any awakening that says, I want a different earth. I want an earth with compassion and integrity. I want earth to matter. I want nature to matter. I want a different paradigm of life where light makes a difference and I can see it everywhere. That's the message for today. It's doable, dear ones. Give it a try. You'll see. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.